Welcome to the Cool Kids Readers Theaters Podcast. For this week's episode, we selected a short horror play by Leslie Revelle Zucker, entitled Knock. Our cast features Brent Zygmunt as director and narrator, Carissa Horton as Leanne, Andrew Lebo as Adam, Lisa Dival as Callie, Sean Marshbanks, sound and podcast producer. Please sit back, relax, and enjoy. Knock.
Leanne, Adam's wife.
Adam, Leanne's husband.
Callie is the old wise woman of the small coastal town near the cabin. Half the inhabitants go to her for healing, advice, etc. And the other half consider her, quote, that crazy old woman who tells all the stories, unquote.
Place and time. A cabin in a craggy region off a coast. The present. Setting, Adam's cabin. The room contains a counter and side table where food can be organized or prepared and drinks stored. It also holds teacups and saucers and a small basket of teas. There's a small table and chairs near center. The door is offstage opposite with a rug to indicate the entrance to the foyer and a coat rack. We hear the rumble of thunder. Leanne enters with a teapot, humming The Woman Who Wanders. There's a loud clap of thunder. She stops short, looks at the ceiling. She is lost, staring, when there's a knock at the door. She jumps and stares at the door. Just as she starts to relax, there is another clap of thunder and a knock at the door. She finally sets the teapot on the table and goes to answer it. She returns, followed by Callie.
I'm sorry. I kept you waiting in the storm. I was just...
No matter. It takes more than a little thunder and lightning to frighten me.
Leanne jumps and looks up again, but Callie simply glares at the ceiling.
Very funny.
Callie studies Leanne.
You don't seem to like it much, though.
I don't know what's gotten into me today.
No, this is your first big storm.
Here, yes. I mean, we had huge storms in the city, but this...
is different.
Yes. I'm sorry. May I take your coat? Would you like some tea?
Lovely.
Callie takes off her coat and hands it to Leanne, who keeps up a steady nervous chatter as she takes the coat and hangs it up.
Oh, the water just sang. I thought some tea would help me shake the chill of a storm. I'm afraid we don't have much variety. Earl Grey, chamomile, Lipton?
Whatever you're having is fine.
Earl Grey it is.
Leanne, as she talks, takes two teacups from the side table and sets them on the table. She adds tea bags and water.
I know I should have the chamomile, relaxing properties and all. I'm clearly wound tight as a clockwork doll today. But I just find Earl Grey to be soothing. It's soothing, don't you think?
Callie takes her teacup.
I'm sorry. I know we've spoken in the village, but I don't remember your name, Miss...
Oh, now you can call me Callie. Most everyone does.
I'm sorry, Callie. I'm all over the place today. Were you here to see Adam? He's still out grabbing supplies. He thinks we'll be shut in for a while with this storm.
I'm afraid he's probably right, but I came to see you.
Me?
Well, to welcome you.
Oh, thank you. That's very,
To welcome you back.
Back? I've never been here before.
You don't remember?
Leanne stands, busies herself straightening things around the room.
I think you must have me confused with someone else.
Oh, I know who you are. I know everyone around here and have done for longer than I care to remember.
So you know Adam?
Oh, yes. I know your Adam. Right little troublemaker in his day.
He doesn't talk much about his childhood. It's like for him, his life started when he left the coast.
I imagine he wouldn't want to rehash those stories.
Did something happen?
Callie stands so she can address Leanne directly.
It's not safe here. You need to leave.
Leanne finds us so surprising and ridiculous that instead of being even more frightened, she is suddenly relieved.
You can't be serious.
Leanne sobers.
You seem on edge.
It's nothing.
Drops into a chair.
I don't know what it is.
Callie sits.
I can tell you why you're afraid of storms.
Not storms. This storm.
Callie just looks at her.
Why am I afraid of this storm?
There's an old tale around here about the creature of the crags. They masquerade as beautiful women, and sometimes men. But they are made of longing and appetite.
Wait, are you talking about the Orhirsi?
You know their right name.
My mother told me about them. She said you always had to be careful of a storm on...
on the coast.
She said never answer the door.
If someone knocks 3 times.
Yes, big storm.
Plus 3 knocks.
Plus open door.
Equals hungry Orishi. Your mother did right by you. So you see why you have to leave.
Leanne stands and starts cleaning up their tea.
Don't be ridiculous. That's an old fairy story.
Did your mother seem like she was telling a tale?
No, she seemed to believe, but she was always...
otherworldly.
Adam will be home soon. I need to finish preparing dinner. Would you like to stay?
Callie stands slowly.
I need to get home before the worst of the squall hits. You should leave before the roads are impassable.
Thank you for your concern.
I promised your mother.
You knew my mother?
Do you remember nothing before your life in the city?
No, I...
Leanne looks into the distance.
I remember a storm and someone. Someone screaming.
A boy disappeared in a storm like this. There was a camp out on the beach and the storm came up so fast. You and your mother were out collecting seashells, I think. And you wandered away from her.
Leanne jumps.
Leave.
Can't just...
tonight.
But Adam...
before your husband gets home. I'm going. All right, I'm going.
Ellie starts toward the door and turns to Leanne.
If you won't leave at least, don't open the door.
Before Leanne can respond, Callie turns and exits. Leanne watches after her a moment, then shakes herself and starts setting the table. There's a loud, single thump on the door. She looks toward the door and freezes. There is a second knock. She looks terrified. There is a third. She backs away.
Leanne, open the door.
Leanne hesitates, then quickly exits to the door. Adam blusters in wearing rain gear and carrying groceries. She follows him back in.
What took you so long?
I was just...
She gives up trying to explain and takes some groceries from him.
What took you so long?
As they talk, Adam shakes water from his hat and coat, stomps what's left from his boots, removes his rainwear, and hangs it on a hook or rack. He rolls up the sleeves of his shirt. One arm sports a wrap bandage.
The storm. Haven't you been watching?
Leanne goes to the window and looks out.
I've been listening.
Then you know. I almost didn't make it back across the water.
Leanne puts her arms around herself and shivers. Adam sees and goes to her.
Hey, what's wrong?
It's the storm. We didn't get them like this in the city.
Adam puts his arms around her.
Don't be afraid. It can't get us in here.
Leanne is lost in a memory.
It's been a long time since... I forgot what sea storms are like.
You never told me you lived on the coast.
I forgot until today. The storm, it was a long time ago.
And? That sounds like a story.
Leanne pulls away from him and goes back to setting the table.
I mostly just remember the storm.
Adam studies her a moment and sees that she won't say any more. He finally notices the food on the table.
You cooked?
I can cook.
But you don't. What's the occasion?
Another distant rumble of thunder. Leanne glances toward it.
I just felt like cooking.
Then by all means.
He picks up a paper and sits at the table to read while she finishes bringing things to the table, singing as she works. His attention is drawn from his reading to the song.
She'll come to your door, the woman who wanders, seeking shelter and warmth. You'll welcome her in, deaf to the thunder, as you let in the storm.
What's that?
What?
That song.
Oh, something I heard in town, I think. At the pub, maybe. We didn't hear it when we went to the open mic?
I think I'd remember. It's, haunting.
It's about the Orhersee. Have you heard of them?
The creature of the crag? Of course I have. I grew up around here, remember?
That doesn't mean anything.
Are you kidding? She was the best campfire terror around. I know many a brave boy who peed themselves during one of her stories.
Leanne looks around at him.
No, I'm not saying it was me.
Leanne brings dinner to the table and sits.
Scottish breakfast for dinner.
Wow. That looks amazing. Is that...
black pudding.
You're kidding.
No, why?
It's my favorite. I don't remember telling you that.
You didn't. It's just something I like to make.
Now there's a coincidence.
They begin to eat.
Wow, this is really good, really good.
Thank you. It's kind of my specialty.
Blood sausage is your specialty?
I'm afraid it is.
You are full of surprises.
You know, I read somewhere, you can control someone by feeding them blood.
Adam's hand goes involuntarily to the bandage on his arm.
Though, I can't remember if it's supposed to be yours or theirs.
Huh?
They eat in silence a moment.
It's a race, you know, not a woman.
What?
The Orhersee. I saw Callie today.
Where?
She came here, to the cabin.
Well, why would she do that?
She says she knew my mother. I wanted to talk about the Orhersee.
That old woman is crazy.
She's a bit terrifying, actually.
Don't let her scare you. She just has a dramatic flair.
She tells stories like they're history or prophecy.
They're stories.
Do you know about the boy who went missing in the storm?
I haven't thought about that in years.
So you did live here then? How did we not know each other? How do I not remember?
Well, I was 9, so you would have been...
5.
There you go.
What happened?
Well, there was a camp out and a storm, and a boy went missing.
That's it?
That's it. It was a huge thing for the village, though. My mom... Yeah, she had all kinds of crazy ideas. I thought it wasn't safe here. Yeah, we left town shortly after.
Apparently, so did we.
Adam shakes his head and keeps eating, unconcerned.
Now, you shouldn't listen to anything that old bat says. Like I said before, she's crazy. I think scaring children and tourists is her life's work.
Leanne lets the topic drop for the moment.
Do you want a drink?
A scotch, I think.
She makes his drink and pours herself a glass of red wine while they talk.
Did your old campfire stories talk about the three knocks?
Like on a door?
Mm-hmm.
No. It was pretty typical. Young man wandering alone along the beach at night stuff. Intended, I'm sure, to scare us into behaving.
My mother used to tell me stories of the Orhersey. I didn't know she was talking about your crag people. She never called them that. Here.
She hands him his drink.
Thank you.
She always said never answer your door during a thunderstorm if someone knocks three times.
You're kidding.
I know it sounds ridiculous, but that's what Kelly said too. And you don't see their eye, and you didn't see their eyes. When they told the story, big storm plus three knocks plus open door equals hungry or here.
Fairy stories. Tales to keep kids from opening the door to strangers. I'll help you clean up.
Okay.
They've just begun to clear the table. Adam puts his dishes down and moves toward the door.
What are you doing?
Answering the door?
Don't.
Why?
The storm? Three knocks? She said three knocks.
Don't be silly. I told you. That old woman is crazy.
But my mother?
Probably grew up here and was infected by Callie's stories, like you said. She can be convincing.
He pulls away from her.
But someone could be caught out in the storm, and we're miles from anywhere.
Adam exits. Leanne looks anxious, but he returns quickly.
Ah, it's nothing. Hey, are you okay?
Let's just finish cleaning up.
They continue clearing the table.
Yeah, the storm's getting worse.
You're honestly not frightened? Not even a little?
I was born here, remember?
So was I.
You were practically a baby when you left. I was here until I was 9.
Still.
There's nothing here that can scare me. I was born in these crags, in these storms. They're in my DNA.
They both look to the door. Adam starts to pull away.
Just stay here with me.
I'll only be a moment.
Adam pulls himself away and exits. After a breathless moment, Leanne finishes clearing the table to busy herself, singing as she does. Adam returns halfway through her song, so quietly that she doesn't notice. When he speaks, she is startled.
She'll come to your bed, the woman who wanders, seeking shelter and warm. You'll think you can hold her, keep danger at bay, as you let in the storm.
That song doesn't sound like it has a happy ending.
Leanne jumps when he speaks, but recovers quickly.
It doesn't. What was at the door?
It was nothing. Must be the wind.
Knocking?
Let's have another drink.
Leanne starts toward refreshing drinks, but stops.
Why did you bring me here?
I told you. I was a child here. I couldn't stay away.
Let's go back to the city. I forgot how violent life on the coast can be.
I tried that. I always come back.
We can travel then. We always talk about traveling.
This place calls to me. Can't you hear it?
He puts his drink down.
Adam, don't. Please.
Adam kisses her.
It's just the wind.
It doesn't sound like the wind.
It's probably a tree scraping the house.
Why does it stop then? Why does it tap and then stop and then tap again?
I'm sure it's just the wind changing directions. You weren't out there. This storm is crazy. I've never seen anything like it.
During the next bit of dialogue, Adam puts on his boots, hat, and a coat again.
But what if it's someone?
There was no one here before.
Then why are you going out?
Because it's annoying. And it's frightening you.
Adam goes to Leanne and kisses her once more.
I'll find the branch and move it.
Just let it be.
We aren't in a Poe story. There is no raven tap tap tapping at our door.
Don't.
It's just a storm.
Please.
There have always been storms. There will always be storms.
He exits. Leanne runs after him.
Wait.
As she exits, there is a huge clap of thunder and the lights flicker. Both of them scream, hers more preternatural, his in terror. Lights go back to normal. Leanne wanders back in alone and stands for a moment, looking at the room. She goes to the table and gently wipes her mouth with her finger or a napkin. She sits, picks up her wine, sings the final chorus of her song.
She knocks three times.
End of play.